As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, my studio emptied very quickly, and I wasn't sure where everyone was. But Alex, when we started the hour, was talking about coming into the building here at Park Pacific, which is located, you know, kind of catty corner from the War Memorial, the Veterans Memorial. And there were more than an unusual number of homeless people who were slumped over and did not look like maybe even they were alive.
Yeah, there was it was quite the scene. It looked like there was definitely a bad batch of something that everybody in that group got their hands on, and we were just talking to Maria. Maria Keener
from Camo X.
She was asking a little bit about it, and I said the biggest thing was that I was on hold for several minutes while I was on with 911. Like, to be completely honest, if it was like, I was just telling Fred, if it's like I'm getting mugged on the street or something, or I'm the one like actually needing help, by the time that they answered, I wouldn't have probably even needed the help anymore.
So let's run through this. This is very important. This is one of the reasons that Tashar Jones is not mayor right now. So you call 911,
mm-hmm.
and then what happens?
And it actually came on as a recorded message.
Okay.
To press 1 for, I don't even know what the option was, 2 for EMS, 3 for firefighter, or hold the line.
Really?
Hold the line.
Like, you don't have an operator that just answers.
No.
Okay.
And then I guess I just held the line for somebody to answer because it didn't give me the option to just, hey, I don't know if I need police. I don't know if I need EMS. I just need to tell somebody the problem. And I figure if I'm going to call 911, they're going to answer and say, what's the emergency? So then they answered. I tell them the story. And then the person on the phone was like, well, let me transfer you to EMS.
Okay.
So actually, originally, it played that welcome message twice. The press 1, the press 2, went through that twice. So I was probably at that point on the phone for a minute and a half.
So if you witness a shooting, which, by the way, we have those right around here, and you're going to alert the police and call 911, pretty much the same circumstance would have happened, right?
Oh, no.
Up until the point where she said, you know, exactly what you're calling for, maybe she puts it in a different category then.
But by that point, if you're a criminal, you got a good 3 or 4 minutes to be completely running away, driving away, down like on the highway by now, gone. I mean, how long does it take you to seriously get from our office onto the garage? You can do it in probably 2 minutes.
So
by then, that they're gone.
If I'm Kara Spencer or whoever, if I'm in a leadership position in the city of St. Louis, I just elected, I go into City Hall and say, okay, there's a couple things we're going to take care of here, right? One is the streets department. She did fire the streets director, so that's going to maybe right the ship. I'd fire Greg Hayes, the park director, too, because he sucks at his job. But in this position, let's figure out what would be so difficult about getting people into a room, even if it's that idiot Megan Green on the Board of Aldermen saying, we need resources for 911. This is not working for our residents. When they call 911, the wait times are unacceptable. Now, I get that you're not going to be able to change things immediately and wave a magic wand, but it doesn't even seem like that's getting talked about ever, right? It's just very frustrating because we've all seen things happen downtown that are not too good, and the police should be involved. All right, so YouTube, we were talking about this. The 20th anniversary today, Sue, right?
Yeah, today.
I had to learn this kind of the hard way years ago with my kids. Fred, maybe you did too. Like, my kids would be doing something. I have to think of something specific. I say, hey, how do you know how to do that? YouTube. They just, everybody goes to YouTube. So you might remember one Easter years ago, I had a situation where my sister came in town and she put a bunch of potato peels down the...
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
And I came back. I don't know what I was doing. I might have been at the gym or something. And I come back on that Easter morning and... My wife expects me, Becky thinks I'm just going to explode, right? And
oh, sure.
And I don't, because I kind of know my sister, and she, if I explode, then things get worse.
Okay.
So I played to my audience, but I got on YouTube, and I figured out how to unclog it. I took some of the PVC apart, and I did it. I don't even know how I did it. So today, I have this handyman. His name is Phil. We call him Phil Handyman. That's what, like, Alexa's like, hey, when is Phil Handyman coming? And there were a couple things that I needed him to do. And he'll come, you know, and when I have several projects, he'll come knock some of them down. One of them was like a drawer was falling apart. Sure. And we had some sliding big closet doors or pantry doors that were working. But there was a toilet in my daughter's room that wasn't working. And he replaced the whatever, the blah, 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 right? The plunge deal. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what it was. But then as he's wrapping up, he says, well, it needs a new handle too. And you can probably do that. And my response was, Phil, have you met me? Like, do you know me at all? But it didn't look too hard. Has anyone done this before?
I did it not too long. Less than a year ago, I replaced the handle on my toilet.
He said the one thing that's interesting about the handle is it's actually reverse. You're not doing lefty loosey, righty tighty. Well, it's because of the way that the handle envisioned the handle. It goes down.
Yeah.
And I guess if you crank it the other way, it would loosen.
Every time you flushed, it would get a little looser.
Yeah, that's bad.
Sue, this is Turlet technology.
Yes, and I am into the Turlet technology.
Technology. So I believe that I'll just go on YouTube tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to figure out where the handle is. I think I'll be able to do this. I'll certainly keep you posted.
Let me know. I'm happy to come help and assist. This seems like good content. You know, Mark and I changing the handle on a toilet.
Yeah, I also did. That's my phone ringing. I also did my mulch today, Alex. I want you to know.
Did you? How's it look?
Manual labor. I just got the front done. But man, the weeds. Fred, we were talking about this. Sue, I don't know what to do about the weeds, because I spray the weeds, they come back. It doesn't matter if you put the plastic down or anything like that.
It does pop right through.
So you're talking about weeds in beds rather than
mulch
in
beds.
The lawn itself.
Right. Yes. In the lawn itself, True Green takes care of that. My lawn looks phenomenal right now.
Well,
I mean,
it
looks great. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, maybe not the best in the neighborhood. In the top four.
I'm with you.
I'm going to say not even the top five. I'm going to say the top four.
Weeds are nearly impossible. You just have to keep on top of it, and it stinks. That's it.
I think that mulch that they delivered from Ace, it's got some weed resistant in it, no?
Well, we're going to find out. Is that true?
I believe it might. Cool. I know they have options that have the weed resistant. Like it's got something in it that kind of, I don't know if it's preen. Is that what they call it? Preen?
I have no idea. I don't think I've ever heard that
well,
before.
Well, it minimizes some of the weeds. Now, Sue asked about the yard. When you put that stuff down, my yard, like, I'm with you. I look at it when I'm walking the dogs back to my house from taking them for a little walk around the block, and I look at my yard up ahead of me as if I'm one of the neighbors. Try to put myself in their shoes.
Yeah. Oh, I get it.
I seriously look at it, and I'm like, without a doubt, it's the greenest on the block. No. Seriously.
You know, what's funny about Alex's description is, I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but I absolutely related to what you were saying, because it is. I'm like, I'll do the same thing. I'll even back up. Like today, I backed up my car. I went down the block the other way. And I drove by my house from the direction that I never come in.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Just to see how it looked from the
house. I wanted to see how it looks. You take pride in your mulch.
That's the thing. I think that's just like, I guess, like the people that we do our own yard work, we take pride in it. It's just like, I say this stuff to Annie all the time. She's like, when it comes to the grass, you're literally insane.
But I think guys are kind of like that, right?
I think we are.
Yeah.
Like, Sue, do you have something that you're particular about
her,
like,
hair.
Yeah, well, my hair. I mean, that's a given. But yeah, I do like the lawn and my plantings and my peonies. So I'm a garden. I like that.
It's rewarding to
look
at. You're like, you know what? It just looks great.
Let me also, while I'm doing this, because I experienced some of this, let me maybe pay tribute and homage to hostas, because those damn things, I'm looking at them a couple of months ago. I'm ready to pull them out. They're brown and gross.
Oh, no.
No, I think they're dead. Right.
No.
I know, But as dead as those things look, I'm looking at a couple of these now. They're beautiful. They're big and green, and they're luscious. Mm. I would use that word luscious. That's amazing.
This
the hosta
is
amazing.
You're right. They look the best this time of year when they're fresh and green and out. They like the shade, too. Hostas are good. Mm.
You know,
you can write that down.
I think I've slowly begun to realize the pain of growing old. I'm now one of those people that sits out front pulling weeds, and I've got a stool that I'm sitting on.
Listen, Fred, that's okay.
I don't think that's that terrible.
The ear pods and, yeah, just move my way across.
Well, my question would be, though, I mean, how many weeds do you have in one area that, you're there long enough to sit down? That's just me. I think it's just you're moving.
A little pain.
What you need is one of those things. It's like a spike that it's on a stick and it goes down in the ground and comes
pulls it up from the root.
Yeah, kind of almost like the
those are cool.
Like the reverse side of a hammer, I think,
but for
weeds, and it pulls it up. You don't even have to bend over. You don't even have to do anything.
I'm liking that.
Let me also this afternoon pay tribute and homage to weeds, because let me tell you something. These weeds, I've pulled some out of the mulch and around the grass. They're amazing. They're disgusting and big, but the weeds take on a life of their own, don't they?
They really do.
All right, let me talk briefly here about Teslas, because I didn't touch on this yesterday. Alex, have you been driving around, seeing any of the? They've been out there in Chesterfield
Cyber
protesting,
trucks.
Right? I when I got my hair cut the other day, Allison, the girl that cuts my hair, she had the landlord of her building pulled up, and he had a Cybertruck. And I've made it very clear, I think the things are uglier than hell. But, I mean, if people want them. So I was essentially just calling him a Nazi over and over the other day. And I was kidding, and I didn't even know the guy. But he said the reaction that he's getting from people is just ridiculous, right? So we have situations. Those cars are equipped. And if you go up to Kia Tesla, you're going to get caught on camera because they have cameras. So in Minnesota, you had, and this is, of course, in Tim Walz's land, there was a district attorney that wouldn't charge a state employee that caused $20,000 in damage vandalizing a half dozen Teslas, right? So 33-year-old guy, Dylan Brian Adams, he works for the state of Minnesota. We see him on camera keying vehicles, stripping their paint off while walking his dog around the city. So they have proof of this, and you know they're going to charge him with felonies. But the prosecutor, now look, I would also understand that there's a situation where perhaps you can justify having more violent criminals in custody and in prison and jail. But I don't think that that's what this is about at all. I think you have someone up there where, and how do you react to this if you're a cop, right? You're a cop, you're out there, you're doing your job, you arrest people, and then all of a sudden you got a prosecutor, and that's what happened here in St. Louis, like Kim Gardner. They don't prosecute the situation. So this was six victims that totaled over $20,000 in damage. And the cop basically said, look, we did our job. Any frustration related to the charging decision of the Hennepin County attorney should be directed solely at her office. And the chief up there, got to give her credit. I think it's a she, give her credit. Our investigators are always frustrated when cases they poured their hearts into are declined. In my experience, the victims in these cases often feel the same. I don't know how they would. And by the way, the other thing that is interesting about this, remember the soundbite from Tim Walz that we played where he was basically cheering on the decline of the stock price from Tesla. And this guy's caught red-handed. He works for Minnesota's Department of Human Services. He's not a political employee. He's one of more than 40,000 state employees. The one thing I don't know, Fred, do you know if this guy's even been fired?
Oh, I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either. But I did find that interesting.
I don't understand
caught on
that.
Camera.
Yes. I mean, they have him because, of course, Teslas are computers, so they've got cameras
it's
all the way around.
It's not even like,
them.
Oh, maybe he didn't do it.
Nope.
He did it.
So why do they say, what's the justification?
There is no justification.
They just,
he basically just reduced it to a misdemeanor
disgusting.
And gave the guy a slap on the wrist. In the meantime, we have Elon Musk news today. I don't know if you've heard this.
I did.
You know, it's kind of funny because, Fred, if you're just following the news cycle, you go back 2 weeks, Elon was all over the place, and then you haven't seen as much. Now, obviously, Abrego Garcia and some of these other stories kind of took over, but he's cutting back.
Starting probably in next month, May, my time allocation to Doge will drop significantly. I think I'll continue to spend a day or two per week on government matters. For as long as the president would like me to do so.
Sounds a little down there, doesn't he? I don't like that. I'm not a fan of this only because I understand it because his company and the decline, the sales numbers are staggering when you look at them. They really are. But I feel like with Elon not there, that's going to take some of the focus off of Doge and what they're trying to, you know, achieve, and then what happens with the results. Now, then again, he kind of rubbed people the wrong way, and maybe, you know, creating a little space here might end up in good things for Doge. 4:46, we'll take a break. Sue's got traffic. We're coming back. Andrew Bailey after 5.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I don't know why that skipped there. It sounded like it skipped. That's Todd Snyder, who is an awesome artist. He comes to St. Louis quite a bit, plays like the old Rock House or a venue like that. On the musical front, Alex Rich performs. He's in here from Y98, does the morning show over there, visits with us on a Wednesday. But we've highlighted some of your guitar playing. You play at Busch Stadium, for example, mm-hmm. on Sundays. You warmed up for an artist at the Factory a couple of weeks ago.
I did.
He's got breaking news. He told me this last night. This is probably pretty interesting here.
This is big news, yeah. This is the St. Louis City SC called me yesterday, and I am singing the national anthem at the City game on May 7th.
Oh, that's exciting. Good that's for not you. Just,
it's City the game. Open
that's
Cup
the
game.
Opening.
Yeah, right. It's the Open Cup, the oh. opening to the Open Cup. Which is like the in-season tournament type thing, but I'm singing the national anthem.
That's good for great. You. That's
yeah,
exciting.
They're letting me do it guitar and everything, so I'm going to kind of make it my thing.
Good for you.
Have you ever?
You. I've never done the national anthem.
Okay.
This will be first.
It's hard.
This will be the first time.
Practice.
People say it's hard.
Yes.
What's hard about it, though?
The range. It goes way.
See, and that's the thing. You got to make it your own. You have to make it your own or.
Well, you don't want to go.
I don't want to go like Fergie on it.
Yeah, no, you don't want to do
no,
that.
No, but simple. Simple, okay. yet, you know, a little fun, a little good pace
have
to it.
Have you practiced yet?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've definitely
you have.
Practiced it. Yeah,
how long is it?
It's about a minute 30.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? That's very fast. Are you sure about that? Because, like, they always do the...
Yeah, I think it's about a minute 30. Well, or maybe a minute 40.
You can just kind of clip through it.
Well, yeah, some of these people, like Sue said, like, you do too much. I mean, it's like, yeah, you can carry that thing on for 2 minutes. I think the over-under usually for the bets is 2 minutes.
So do you not get... Because I've told you... The audience.
Well, I know where this is going. I am nervous.
I can sit behind this microphone or, you know, in a TV studio or something. I'm fine. But you put me in front of people, I do not like that.
Yeah, what's that stadium? I think holds like 22,000, 22,500 or something. So, yeah, I mean, certainly I'm a little nervous about it, but I just.
But a good nervous, right?
I kind of think it's one of those things where, because some people are like, you know, do you really want to do it? It's like, well, why not? You know, why not? I got to do it at some point.
Exactly.
So I think, you know.
I like
you go out there and you do it.
You're taking on the challenge.
It's a you got to overcome it.
What are you going to
exactly.
wear?
Exactly.
You know what you're going
to
wear.
That's what yeah. I got to figure out. I got to figure out what I'm going to wear for it. But yeah, the whole experience of it, I think, is going to be Interesting.
Alex, well,
I'm
miss
excited
it.
For you.
I come back that night from Greece.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of video.
Oh, I cannot wait. Well, I'm excited for you.
So, you know, if you're not already planning on going to the game and you're interested in seeing not even the team, but you just want to see the national anthem, get your Open Cup tickets. They're on sale now.
I have some great advice for you, though, because
dear.
I can't really handle the wardrobe in any way, shape, or form, but if you need your hair to look good, Sue's got you covered. She's going to take great care of you.
I'm going to get shampoo. By then, we'll all have our own shampoo.
Alex, the next time I see you will be after that, because I'm not going to be back until after the 7th.
All right, well,
so
enjoy it. Huh?
Good luck with
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah, we got Andrew Bailey coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.